Greg McBride is Bankrate.com Senior Financial Analyst. Greg, how are you?
Good morning, Tony. How are you?
I'm doing very well. Thanks so much for joining us this morning. Banks are competing hard for online savings accounts, according to Bankrate.com. Tell us about the story.
This is actually some good news for savers, long overdue, by the way. We've had an environment where, for the better part of the last 5 years, interest rates have been falling, and you've seen that on CDs, you've seen that on savings accounts. But what we're seeing here just in the last week is some intensified competition specifically for online savings accounts. So it's not necessarily at the savings account you're going to get at the bank down the street, but if you go to a place like Bankrate.com and you're shopping around trying to find the best return, we're seeing some heightened competition. One new entrant that we've seen to the space is Barclays Bank. They have an online savings account that's paying 1%. And then just yesterday we saw that CIT Bank, which is another participant, they actually boosted the rate of return on their online savings account. For those that have a little bit more money to deposit, they're going to pay 1.05%. So, we're seeing things moving in the right direction for a change after so many years of enduring just lower and lower rates of return.
Greg, how does online savings accounts work? How do you get signed up? How do you get your money into the account? How's it work?
Yeah, it's actually very easy. You can do it online. I've opened a number of these over the years. It never takes more than 10 or 15 minutes. You can do it just from sitting at your desk. And in terms of getting the money into the account, you've got a few options. You can actually link it to your checking account and move it online from the checking account at your bank, not only for that initial deposit, but subsequent deposits. You can move money back and forth as you need it. Or you can write a check and drop it in the mail. It's easiest just to link it to your existing checking or savings account and move the money over that way.
All right. So as you write, 1% or 1.13% isn't going to make you rich, but it's another way to tuck some money away and make a little bit from it.
Yeah, and especially at a time when we all need that emergency savings account. I mean, the only thing we can definitely count on is those unplanned expenses that are going to pop up, and nothing's going to help you sleep better at night than knowing you've got some money tucked away, and the place you need to put that money is in an online savings account. So I would encourage all the listeners, if you don't have an online savings account, get one. You can find a list for free at Bankrate.com, and then do what you can to regularly fund that account, have money directly deposited either from your paycheck or your checking account on a regular basis so that you can accumulate that needed cushion to carry you through those unplanned expenses and those tough times.
And, Greg, we all tuck away money into perhaps other savings accounts, but a lot into CDs, a lot of other areas, gold, whatever. But you believe people should have cash as a part of their investment portfolio.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, in addition to that emergency savings account, just as a way of diversification of your existing portfolio, whether it's retirement or other investments, cash is a viable option there, and it also gives you some flexibility for investing. Market takes a downturn like we've seen here in the last few days. That cash is something you can deploy into other investments, gives you an opportunity to buy on the dips.
All right, Tim, before I let you go, Greg, just wanted to get your take on this mess at J.P. Morgan Chase.
It certainly is a black eye at a time when, a lot of banks are railing against regulation, and it just, certainly puts a lot of wind in the sails of those saying that, banks need to get out of proprietary trading and, that there needs to be greater regulation.
All right, Greg McBride is Bankrate.com Senior Financial Analyst. Greg, thanks so much.
Thanks a lot, Tony.